Evan Jaeger's supporters chanted as the 23-year-old rounded the track in London. Jaeger finished 5 seconds off the time of the gold medal winner from Kenya, but that hardly fazed the nearly 200 supporters who gathered at a local restaurant to watch the Algonquin native compete for his first Olympic medal. Kevin Christian is one of Jaeger's former coaches at Jacobs High School.
He could have done anything in that race. We would have been happy with it in the Olympic final. You know, we're still very proud of him. It would have been nice to get a medal, but he's got one, maybe two more chances of getting them. You know, he's going to be there in 2016. We're very proud of the fact that he got sixth at the Olympics, 6 months into doing steeplechase.
Jaeger is sixth.
That's right. Jaeger has only been running the steeplechase for about a year and only in competition a handful of times. He took it up on a whim after failing to advance in the 1500 meter, the event he had been competing in.
It's absolutely nuts. No one's supposed to get that good that quick at an event, which just gets you more excited for what he's going to do in the future. I mean, on your fifth try to set the American record, the sky's the limit for how good he could get at this event.
Jaeger does win it.
Jaeger certainly earned hero status in his hometown, where his father and mother, Joel and Kathy Jaeger, still live. Both made the trip to London. About plans for a homecoming?
I'd be shocked if they don't have a parade the second he gets off a plane. Out in Algonquin there, even the whole McHenry area, we couldn't think of any other Olympian or anyone else even close to this stature. Just him being there warrants a giant acceptance back home.
Christian, who's now head coach for cross country and distance at Jacobs, says he can't take credit for Jaeger's athletic success. But he does want people to know he's the first person to ever mention to Jaeger that he should try steeplechase.
He kind of ignored that advice for about 4 years.
Evan Jaeger took to Twitter after the race to thank his fans, including supporters back here in the Chicago area. "I honestly couldn't say thank you enough times to everyone who's supported me this year," he wrote. "This has been such a special year." Steve Grzanich, News Radio WBBM.